Biden brags about how many times he has skirted Congress with executive gun control. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 28, 2024. President Joe Biden posted on X Thursday to brag about how many times he has circumvented Congress by securing gun control via executive action. Biden posted. Biden began using executive action for gun control just months into his presidency. On April 8, 2021, Breitbart News reported Biden put forward executive gun controls to fight what he called an epidemic of gun crime across the country. The executive actions included restrictions on ghost guns, a push for red flag laws, recategorization of AR-15 pistols, and DOJ-led research into gun trafficking. From that moment in April 2021 forward, Biden continued to use executive action when Congress refused to pass new gun controls, and he boasted about it. For example, on August 18, 2023, Breitbart News noted Biden boasting about the number of times he has used executive action to institute gun control that Congress did not pass. Using X, Biden wrote, "Since I've been in office, I've signed more executive actions to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors. Earlier this year, I signed an executive order to ramp up our efforts to hold the gun industry accountable, keep firearms out of dangerous hands, and more." Flashback: Biden makes gun control office, wants bans. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.